Hello and welcome to Avio's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. It's Monday, August 24th. I've got a great show for you today because we are going to talk about making sure you don't lose your mind while trying to grow a voiceover business. All right, we're going to dive into some, absolutely necessary work-life balance. Okay, all right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so if you have followed me for any amount of time, you know this is probably really a funny topic for me to talk about because of the lack of balance, if you will, that I've had in my life for 3.5 years. But this is the exact reason why I want to bring it up to you. And I want to get real with you about some things, you know, because we can, when I first started my business, I think I was willing to sacrifice, you know, sleep, a lot of sanity, time with my family, time with friends, time on other projects. I was willing to sacrifice whatever it took in the short term to have the life with my family and with myself, honestly, for the long term. So, you know, I did so much things like stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning every single night, Monday through Sunday. I would, you know, work during my job, you know, whether it was answering mail or email or answering, you know, Fiverr requests or whatever. I would just constantly work. I was always thinking about my business and strategizing. I would do whatever I could all throughout the day and night to build my business. And I put everything else on hold. I put, you know, my family relationships on hold. Now, that doesn't mean I wasn't living with my family or my wife or my children. And of course, I saw them and spent time with them. But, you know, everything kind of at the time played, in my mind at least, played second fiddle to my business that I was trying to build. You know, so there was that. I also really put my health big time on the back burner. I mean, you know, I put it on the back burner with, you know, just exercise and eating properly and sleeping properly. I put all of that on the back burner so that I could build this business. And, you know, and all my focus, all my thought went into it. So, you know, as I'm rounding out or coming ever closer to, you know, being full time at this business for 2 years, we're coming up on 2 years, but being in this business for almost 4 years, I have to tell you that as I step back and look at everything and where I am and what's happening, you know, there is a real need to balance out how much time and effort you are spending on your business and on your personal life. Not only, you know, with your family and spending the right amount of time with them, but also paying attention to yourself and what you need as a person and how important that is. And, you know, and it's important for you to continue to sustain growth. Now, I will tell you that just like I just said, it, you know, for the first, you know, couple of years, I literally did nothing but work to the bone at this business. And I don't think, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think I would have grown this business to the levels I have right now if I hadn't worked crazy insane like that. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I wouldn't have grown as quickly as I have, you know? I mean, to go from, working a full-time job and never, ever having anything to do with voiceover or doing voiceover, you know, I mean, I started in February, or I started in April of 2017, and I went full-time in, you know, August, or I went full-time in June of 2019. I mean, you know, that's over about two and a half years. It took me to build a business and go full-time, where I literally doubled or tripled my income. Too, you know, it wasn't that I just replaced it. You know, I mean, I pretty much tripled it. So the reason I tell you that is because that, to me, is, you know, a lot of times the exception to the rule. You know what I mean? And I don't want to call what I accomplished maybe mediocre. Like, that's not normal. But because I coach many people who've had some. I have a student right now. I have a couple students right now, actually, who are far outpacing my growth even. So, I mean, I think that is a testament to the possibilities in voiceover in our market today. But I look back and I think that, you know, doing that and having that drive came out of a lot more than like what I was physically able to do. It came out of honest to God, just I was fed up. And you guys know this story. I mean, I was just fed up with the internal feelings I was having, right? About, you know, I didn't feel like I was accomplishing anything. You know, I have a beautiful family, and at the time I had a beautiful family, you know, cars and house, and, you know, we were going paycheck to paycheck, but we weren't, you know, defaulting on any bills or anything. You know, I mean, we were still able to eat and still enjoy and have some fun in life. So it wasn't like times were bad, but internally I was just kind of dying a little bit more each day, right? Because I wasn't accomplishing, I didn't feel like I was accomplishing anything. So, but anyways, and like I said, you probably know that story if you've listened to my podcast, but I don't think I would have been able to push myself to that limit if I wasn't so fed up. And as I've pushed myself, you know, I've gotten to the point now where, you know, you can, I'm telling you this from experience, you can make yourself physically ill by pushing yourself too far. And I think that time really means a lot here because, you know, like I remember moments when I was working and I was doing audiobooks and I had like 6 or 7 audiobooks at a time. I will never forget this. I literally was so tired. I mean, it hurt. I don't know if you guys have ever been there. And I think it gets worse when we get older because it seems like it has for me. But it hurt to stay awake. But you know, when you're recording audiobooks, there is no shortcut, right? You have to do every single word. You have to say every single word. You can't just skip a chapter or two. You know what I mean? It takes time. You know, if it's an hour of recorded audio, it has to be an hour of recorded audio. And we know that takes triple, quadruple, 4 hours or 3-4 hours to finish an hour sometimes. So, you know, I remember falling asleep in my booth. I mean, I remember, when I had my hobo fort, I remember pushing myself just to the limits of at least what I could do psychologically, you know what I mean? And it wasn't pushing like my body. It was pushing my body to a physical limit, but not a physical limit as in like pushing it with my muscles, but it was more pushing, you know, my resolve. It pushed my resolve. And I thank God. I thank all of you for the support and my family that it kept me going to be where I am right now. But I can tell you what has happened because of that, all right, is a lot of other challenges that have risen in my life. Like, for example, I mean, you know, it's been hard when it comes physically for me. Like, you know, I mean, I've put on weight over these last 3.5 years physically. You know, I'm not as fit as I used to be. You know, I mean, I played sports in high school and college. And, you know, I always enjoyed being a very athletic and physical person. And that kind of, you know, our business is not a physical business. So, you know, that kind of has gone down the tube a little bit. And with that in turn also goes, you know, it starts to kind of go to your family in a way, right? Where your family kind of feels the brunt of that too, you know? And that's, you know, that's something that has definitely happened to me. And I think I wanted to do this because I wanted to tell you that I have started working very hard on figuring out how to balance my work and my life and what are the things that I'm doing. And I think the first step in this whole process that it's starting to be helpful to me is the depth and precision of my planning. I don't know how many of you actually get a notepad and plan out your day, or you have like a schedule calendar, or you use a computer, whatever, you know, your calendar on your computer. But, you know, I have over the years, even before this business, you know, I've always gone back and forth on whether I schedule and plan things just because that's, you know, I'm a doer and a lot of times I don't plan and, you know, I just kind of go. And that's wonderful. But when you don't plan something, it is easy to get distracted. So don't get me wrong. Planning does not mean like you don't need to plan in order to do things. Like you could just do all day long and all night long. That's fine. But planning for me separates the times when I when I'm able to focus in on specific things that I want to get accomplished from a 20,000 foot view, as opposed to, you know, the day taking charge of me. Do you know what I mean? Like as I'm going through things and things are happening, you know, I get a notification, an email comes in, or, you know, a ding from Fiverr, or, you know, an email from the voice realm, or, you know, an audition over here, or a client over there, or, you know, somebody in the house has an issue that I need to take care of, or, you know, the dog is having problems. So, you know, there's always something life that's happening all around us all the time. And planning plays such a vital role. And I'm seeing for me, it's planning not just my work, but what I'm going to accomplish outside of my work as well. I think a lot of times for me, I always thought planning had to do just with work. But the more I step back and think about it, I'm like, man, I really need to look at planning my life as well. Like planning how I'm going, like what time I'm going to get up in the morning, planning on when I'm going to exercise, planning on the activities I'm going to take with my family, planning on, you know, what I'm going to do work-wise, but then how that links up with my schedule outside, planning not working at night, but also being productive with the family. I mean, I think that to me, you know, I really have never lived life that way. And this business has brought to the forefront for me what it means to push myself, push my resolve to the absolute limit, but then experience the, I think experience what happens to a person when you push yourself a certain way. Other things have to step aside for a period of time. And, you know, as I look at things now, you know what I mean? I can, of course, look back and say, I wouldn't change what I did to get where I am right now because I'm here and I'm talking to you guys from this point of view. But as I sit here, I think, you know, could I have maybe done things a little bit differently if I planned them? Or if I did these things, sure. Now, it's easy to say that now because I have the knowledge. If I went back in time to when I started and I had the knowledge I have right now, then absolutely yes. But at the same time, since I didn't have that knowledge, so much of my time and efforts went into figuring it out. Now, I do believe, on a side note, this is where a good coach can come in. You know, I was an idiot and never, you know, I even think it took me longer to get where I am because I didn't work with a coach until later on. But then I started working with a coach, and I've worked with coaches, you know, ever since, you know, I realized the importance of it. Just, and not just voice acting coaches, not just coaches for voiceover, but business coaches, coaches that help you build a business. You know how important I believe building the business aspect of voiceover is. So, you know, it's that planning that really separates us from people who just kind of shoot from the hip. And, you know, you can get stuff done, you can be successful, but I think you're going to give up a lot more than you have to. All right. And that balance will just go to the wayside and you will sacrifice a lot of things. So let's go on to like making sure you are taking care of yourself. It's, again, it's funny because, you know, when I was first starting, like, I mean, I just told you guys, I mean, I got 3 hours of sleep, you know, sometimes more, sometimes less, you know, and it was, and what's interesting to me is when I look back on it, I mean, I'll be honest with you guys, I don't even recall how tough it was. I mean, I recall it was tough, but I think I was so hell-bent on becoming successful at this that even that time, because remember, I mean, I would go to work. I had to get up at 6. I had to be to work at like 6:45. Then I would work all day until about 5. I would come home. You know, I did spend a couple hours with the family. Then when they went to bed around 9:30 to 10, I would go out to the garage, go out to our little shed. It was not a garage, it was a shed, and get my hobo fort, bring it in, set it all up because it was PVC pipe and packing blankets. All right, record from like 10 to 2 or 3 in the morning, take it all back down, put it back out in the shed, and then go to bed and get back up and do it over and over again. And I did that over and over and over again. You know what I mean? And it really, I don't remember it being so crazy, but I think of it now. Like, I think of myself trying to do it now, and I'm like, man, that'd be insane of me trying to do it now. Just because I know what I know. So, and I have a whole different life, you know what I mean? I do this full time. I have a studio. I have a comfortable life now. At the time, I mean, well, comfortable meaning I have a comfortable voiceover life now. I still work a lot. Don't get me wrong. I put out a lot of stuff. I do a lot of voiceovers. I work with a lot of voice actors. So I do a lot of work, but it's a lot more knowledgeable work I have now. It wasn't just me shooting in the dark, you know? And so planning now is playing such a big part of that. Being sure, getting enough sleep. I can tell you firsthand that I wouldn't have been as successful if I didn't spend the extra time because I was a full-time, because I worked so long during the day. However, I have paid a huge price for not sleeping very much over the last 3.5 years. And I can tell you it has caught up with me in spades, like, you know, struggling just staying awake in different parts of the day, mood, my mood, the challenges with my mood, the challenges with my body and my fitness and my health. And just feeling like crap a lot, you know? I mean, it catches up with you. And what then happens too is that you begin to lose that stamina that allowed me to build my business in the first place, you know? And especially depending on how old you are. Because, you know, when I started my business, now it's only 3.5 years ago, so I was 35, 36. So, I mean, I wasn't young as springtime, but I wasn't, you know, over the hill. So, you know, I had some energy. And I mean, it's not like I'm 39 now, but, you know, I don't know how much change happens, but I can tell you not sleeping for 3 years made me feel probably way older than I should feel. Plus the physicality of me not working out, not being physical, not going out and doing simple things like just taking walks. Okay. Could I have taken walks? Absolutely. But part of the balance aspect is my mind was always so focused on this business that everything else just played second fiddle. I didn't even want to think about anything else. I didn't even want to take a break and go walk or do these things. And now, don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean that for the last 3.5 years, every breath that hasn't, you know, I've been just breathing and eating and sleeping voiceover, but it has been pretty darn close. Okay. But now as business is growing, my business continues to grow, but I've started to put more and more things into place that have allowed me through systems and things to be able to reclaim a lot more of my thinking time as well as regular time. And because of that, I'm starting to try to plan more, trying to start to become a little bit more physical again, start to eat a little bit better, starting to try to sleep. I mean, I went through, I mean, what people don't tell you when you work and you don't sleep very much is that at first, you know, you might be able to get through it like I did. But then what happens to you or what happened to me, and I'm still fighting it a little bit, I'm working really hard to get past it, is bouts of insomnia. Like you start to really struggle because your whole schedule goes upside down. And this is not meant to scare you, because as I was saying it, I'm like, you're going to die. That's not what I'm trying to say here. I'm just trying to say that really focus on balancing your time, you know, especially paying attention to how much you sleep, how much you, what you're eating. Even if you're just taking, like I said, taking a walk, get up in the morning and take a walk after dinner, you know, take a walk around your house, even whatever, do something where you can physically move. Okay. Because we know, like for me, one of the biggest changes I have to say, honestly, out of everything is how much time I'm sedentary. In my previous job as a teacher, though, I was a teacher. I was a my last job was a technical theater teacher. So I was always moving buildings, standing up, going back and forth, putting up things, taking things down, you know, bending, squatting, climbing ladders. I was still doing physical things, right? But in this now, what I've done is literally I sit. I mean, I stand to record, but it's like 5 feet to my booth. So I sit and stand, you know, for 8 to 10 hours a day. I mean, like I just sit, you know, I mean, I don't do a lot of physical stuff. So that can cause a big problem. You know, when we talk about relationships and I think about my relationships with my family, I have to tell you, I mean, my wife is my hero just because, you know, she is one, she's still with me. There's that. Two, after everything that I've tried, she's stuck by me. And you know, now don't get me wrong. I mean, if you've been married for any amount of time, you know that every marriage has its challenges. Every relationship does, right? I mean, that's a part of it. But she just, I don't know. She has stuck with me through the downtimes. And now that I finally found something that I'm successful at, she's just as much here with me as when I was not very successful. And to me, that means the world. And, you know, my children are fantastic. They're kids. And kids are wonderful. And they also can bother the snot out of you. So I think where I'm going with this relationship thing is that what you will find out, or what I found out, is just like anything else, just like your business, the more time and effort you put into something, right, the more you're going to get out of it. However, the more focused time and effort you put into something, the more you can get out of something with a less amount of time, right? Because listen, we're all fighting that time battle. We are. And it's so funny because now most of us are home all day, but we're still fighting that battle because our kids are home too. So it's not like you are dealing with situations where, you know, you don't have to handle something else. Okay. So what I'm getting at is, you know, focus time and effort by planning out your time and what you're going to do with your family as well, I think can really be beneficial. And that life balance goes so much further than just having, you know, you know, good relationships, but it also makes you feel better. And so much of what we do is feelings. I mean, if you've done voiceover for any amount of time and you're in a relationship, then you know what it feels like to have an argument and still have to go record, right? And have to be like happy and sell a product, and where you want to not, and you're not happy and you're not feeling like selling anything, but yet you still got to do it. You know what I mean? That's the life of an actor, but it's important that we try to continue to balance our lives, continue to work on our relationships, work on ourselves. I talk to you about this stuff here, letting you know for a fact that I'm still actively trying to work on these things. And it's a struggle still because of the work and the life I live as a voice actor, all right? Especially as a voice actor who, as you know, and which you're doing it too, I mean, I think a freelance voiceover artist is one of the most rewarding things and very challenging, because the buck stops with us. Not an agent, not an agency, you know what I mean? I mean, it stops with us. So that means if something doesn't happen, even if you have an agent or an agencies or agents, it's still, you know, you still are the, in the end, it's still your responsibility because it's your business. But I think that creating a business also that has systems built into it can also help you balance your life. Like automations that help you do more than what you can physically do with the amount of time that you have can be very helpful too as well. So I hope that today has been, you know, this has been like a reflective time for me to just talk to you about how the wonderful, amazing things that I have in my life I've also paid other prices, right? I've paid prices physically and I've paid prices mentally for, you know, the benefits that I have now. The question is, right, will you use the positives, you know, will you use all the things that you made by sacrificing those things? Will you use it now? And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. So if I can leave you with a couple of things, make sure you are actively planning your life, not just your business, but you're planning your personal life. And I don't mean plan every second of every day, but I mean plan times that you're going to dedicate to certain things. Okay, just so that you actually have that plan and stick to that plan. And, you know, I think that will really help. Sleep, eating correctly, walking, something where you're physically moving. All of these things matter, because I can promise you, you can get by for a while. But man, when it catches up to you, it will hit you so hard that it could either destroy you, kill you, tank your business, all right? Or hopefully, you know what I mean, snap you back into reality to say, hey, listen, I got to take care of some things here, all right? I got to fix my schedule. You know, for 3.5 years, I worked every night after 10 until at least midnight, 2, 3, you know what I mean? Even when I went full time, I was still working. It was worse. I worked all day at my voiceover job. Then I was working all night too. Right. So it hasn't been until recently, within the last month, maybe about even the last 3 weeks, that I actually switched around my entire schedule to try to get 90-95% of my schedule that ends at 5 and doesn't go past 5 or 6. Right. I mean, you know, I still do 5 or a lead on Saturday mornings, but that's a lot more fun to me, you know, being with all the wonderful voice actors and really enjoying learning and voice acting. And we've been training a lot recently with acting, which has been amazing. And, you know, we've been doing some giveaways and hearing from some wonderful. It's just been great in that sense. So, you know, Saturday morning is not a big deal to me. And then I have the rest of Saturday and Sunday off, which I haven't had for years and years and years. So, you know, these are things that I just wanted to relate to you. And I hope, you know, my story helps you think about other things too. You know what I mean? About balancing. Because I can promise you this, if you woke up tomorrow and you were making 6 figures in your voiceover business, if that's what you wanted to make, and you had everything set up, life doesn't stop. I know this is silly for me to say this to you, but I didn't look past when I first set up going full time. I didn't look past, well, what was I going to do after I went full time? I never thought past that point. And when I got to that point, I was like, well, now what? I mean, I'm going to grow my business, but now I've got the rest of my life. So my life just doesn't stop because I've been successful at this. Do you know what I mean? So same thing for you. You know, our lives don't stop, right? We just have maybe one other box we get to check off, which is a wonderful big box. And it's a great feeling. But try to balance that life. Try to plan for that balance. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Hopefully this was a good rant today, just to make you think about something else other than just, you know, craziness, you know, 24/7, you know, till your eyes are popping out doing voiceover work, trying to, you know, continuously live a life so that you have some staying power, so that when you are successful, and you will be, you're not ready to, you know, you're not ready to pass out and die. You can keep going. All right, you guys, thank you so much as always. You have a wonderful, wonderful week. I will talk to you soon. All right, peace.